And are we live? Oh, we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hi, hello, hello, people of YouTube. Welcome back to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. It seems like a bunch of you are here. Hello, thanks for being here live. Thank you, thank you. We are 1 minute late, but that's okay because we live in France, so it's cool. Hello. Right, I'm just gonna none of this. Here's the thing, I can talk shit as much as I want before the jingle, because now that I put the video up after the. Doesn't matter, Paul, shut up, no one cares. Basically, none of this will be in the version that people see. It's only in the live. Ladies and gentlemen. Jesus, where's my button? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm already drunk. That's the thing, I'm already drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy hour? I'm not fucking happy. I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Oh, we are back today, ladies and gentlemen. It's January 18th. It is 8 p.m. It is Monday. And like every Monday at 8 p.m., I am live on YouTube with a brand new guest to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about because it's live. That's the whole point in this show. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, is the wonderful, the hilarious Miss Amber Minogue. Please go crazy!
strange.
I know, I feel like there should be applause.
You need like a sort of an applause
Uh-oh. My
thing.
My camera's all see my cam yeah
it's all broken.
It's all broken. Anyway, the camera's back.
Oh, bring
in. Yourself
Okay.
closer.
Oh,
there you
thank
go,
you.
There you go.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Amber Minogue. Oh, what's
Hello.
why does it keep going? Fucking all right. There's going to be technical issues on the show today. I don't know why. My camera is playing up. It's fine. Right.
Yeah.
For those of you who are new to the show, the concept is very simple. For 1 hour, me and a guest will drink a beer or something else, and we get to chat with you guys. That is 1 hour for free on YouTube. And then, oh look, it's all frozen. It's already fucked. The show is fucked, ladies and gentlemen. We're already fucked. Hold on, let me get camera angle two. Let me go back to camera angle one. What happened to the camera? Jesus Christ. Hold on. You know what this means, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the jingle. Technical Taylor is back. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Technical Taylor is back. Oh, for fuck's sake! There we go. The camera's fucked. I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Can you people hear me? Can you hear us? Amber, speak.
Hello. Hello to everyone that's saying hello. I'm seeing your comments. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello.
Right. The concept of the show is normally well, it's the same. We drink beer. We talk with you guys. Today we're drinking beer. Amber, while I pour the beer, it's from a big can of...
Actually...
Go on.
Before you pour the beer.
Yeah.
I've got a present for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Amber's brought a present. Hold on, hold on. Let me see if I can get the camera working properly.
Yeah.
Off. And then on again. Wait for it.
You ready?
Oh, look at the state of this shit live. The amount of money that I spend on this fucking show and it never goes according to plan. Oh, come on, Taylor. Get it right. Jesus Christ.
Come on. You can do it. I believe in you.
We're doing it. We're doing it. Oh, the camera's back, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
Yes.
Woo! So you've got a present.
Okay, I've got a present for you because I know that you drink beer
yes.
on your live and I've brought you in some Christmas wrapping paper,
ooh.
A mystery beer. Mystery beer, mystery beer. And what I'd like you to do, it's cold, is I want you to drink this beer and tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
I've got one for me as well.
Oh,
it's not a trick
just,
beer.
Okay, huh?
It's not a trick beer.
Okay. It's poison.
It's poison. I've got a mystery beer for myself as well. It's the same mystery beer.
It's the same mystery beer. Okay.
And I'm going to...
Well, you should finish the beer that we started
okay,
drinking.
Okay, I'm going to finish this beer.
Me and Amber have already been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
That one's
okay.
finished. Right. Shall I open this beer for you?
Oh, I can't. Oh, so I'm going to taste it first and then we're going to show. It's like a blind test.
Yeah, I think you should like taste it. Tell me what you think about the beer and then we'll reveal.
I like it.
Okay.
I like that idea.
All right then. Because I thought, you know, it's Christmas and, you know, I didn't see you for Christmas.
This
so
is
then
true.
I thought, I'll give you a mystery beer. Now, I had to cover at the bottle top because you might recognise the
Hand. Yeah, yeah. My mate Dimitri, who you know, says, let me bring the comments up a little bit for the subtitles, as the show will be subtitled, but not right now. It will be subtitled by Maxime Boutet, who's on the show. Shout out to Maxime. Dimitri says, is it laced?
It's not laced. No, would I? Would I lace your beer?
You might do. All right, no. so
but you saw me open it up. It was unlaced. There we go.
Okay.
Pouring the mystery beer.
Oh, okay. it's darker than a lager.
Yeah, okay.
Yours is the same one, that's what
same
you said,
one.
Right?
Same one. So we're sharing a mystery beer.
Look at that. I should exiger. I don't know how you say that in English. How do you say exiger in English?
Insist.
I should demand from my guests every week that they bring a
gift, a mystery beer.
A mystery beer.
Yeah. All right. Well, I started it now.
Well,
mystery beer. Okay.
Well, santé.
Santé.
Cheers.
Darker than you thought.
It's darker than I thought, but I mean, that's not dark enough that I don't like it.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Yeah, that's good.
Like
that's like an amber ale. Did you get an amber ale because your name is Amber?
Because my name is Amber. No. But I did get it because it's relevant to my life.
Oh, I like this challenge. Mm-hmm. It's relative to your life.
Yeah.
Do I have to guess the name?
No, you can just tell me what you think about it.
Yeah, I think it's good. It tastes ambery.
It tastes ambery. Yeah, I like that. I like an ambery. I like a hoppy ambery.
Yeah.
What kind of beer would you say it is?
No, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. You're a fucking scammer. It's a non-alcoholic beer, isn't it?
Well done.
Oh, you cheeky bastard.
Look, I was thinking, you can reveal if you like.
Because I was like, yeah, it tastes, I like the taste of it. And then I can't remember, there was a word there that you said, oh, hoppy. I was like, yeah, yeah, but there's something, it's a fucking non-alcoholic beer, you cheeky bastard. Hold on. Hoppy Lager Brooklyn Special Effects.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol. I didn't even know Brooklyn did a non-alcoholic beer. Hold on. So it's relative to your life. Because what?
Because I had a baby. I've been pregnant. I've been breastfeeding. I've not been able to drink beer.
I thought you were going to say that you were re-pregnant again.
No. God, no. Oh, God.
Because I was like, shit, you've been drinking regular beer for the last 20 minutes.
No. Oh, no. Paul, I think I would die. I can't have another baby. I've still just got a tiny baby. No, there's two reasons. I got you this because I thought maybe you'd be doing dry January.
Dry January? Nah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't do dry any month. I mean, dry August. No, not even dry August.
No, not even. But then I thought it's actually my favourite because I've been drinking loads of non-alcoholic beer. This is my favourite one. I think it's quite good. Because even though it's a non-alcoholic beer, it's actually quite tasty. You regret filling up that glass now, don't you?
That's why you filled it up to like so you can have real beer in 3 seconds.
No, I'm going to drink it all.
You're going to drink it all?
You can chuck it out. I don't mind.
It's all right. Well, there we go. Amber Minogue looking after my health.
I've got you more presents.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's present time. I'm going to do them all now. Might
as well.
I feel
like shit because I have no presents.
Oh, my present is being here. My present is the gift.
The gift of the life.
The gift of the life. The gift of not putting my children to bed. Right, I think a lot of people probably got
By the way, Amber was, when I suggested to Amber, I was like, hey, do you fancy coming to the studio 8 to 10pm? You know, are you up for it? And she was like, anything to get me out of the house and to not put the kids to sleep.
Yeah.
So I...
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just like living my best life. No, you invited me on the live and I was at the supermarket and I saw this and I thought a lot of people probably got you this, but I got it for you anyway.
Oh, no, a lot of people didn't get it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Taylor's English breakfast tea.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't resist. And then...
I don't think we're related. I'm not actually related. Did you take any of them?
No.
How is it that without opening the bag, the box, there is one tea bag that's kind of...
There's a tea bag escaping.
Oh, it's decided not to escape anymore. There it is, look.
Cheeky.
Taylor's tea, you need to sort out your packaging because I could be some fucking Russian spy, lace that stuff with some cyanide and put it back in and look, the box isn't even open. Pow, there you go. Now I can poison you. Anyway, that's amazing. Thanks so much.
Death through tea. So this was it. It was like, is it the theme? There's a non-alcoholic theme. And the last thing.
Fucking hell, how many presents have you got?
It's the last thing. is these.
Jelly Belly.
Do you remember?
Is it because I've got a jelly belly because I drink too much beer?
If you like, but no. Do you remember when I used to get these when I was little, they'd have like cocktails on the back. And they'd be like, oh, mix this one, and it would make like a, you know, like the sort of flavour of cocktails. And they've only got one now. It's margarita. So it's like a non-alcoholic cocktail for you. I've gone like non-alcoholic for your happy hour.
Okay.
Non-alcohol-free.
Yeah, oh, so they've got different flavoured ones.
Yeah. Have you never had Jelly Belly?
I'll be honest. These weren't a massive... it was more Haribo. Is this an English thing?
It might be American.
Might be American?
I used to get it from Blockbuster Video. Do you remember Blockbuster Video?
Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Before DVD? It wasn't before DVDs. It was before Netflix. What killed Blockbuster? Was it Netflix?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Why did people stop renting DVDs and videos?
Maybe.
Because it was all online. This is produced in Thailand.
Telly got better? I don't know. I used to love Blockbuster.
Importé. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Thank you.
There we go. There's your Christmas non-alcoholic themed gift.
Jelly Belly tea and non-alcoholic beer.
I can't believe you got that beer so quickly. I thought you were going to say it was disgusting as well.
I was quite surprised. I think that non-alcoholic beer tastes okay. It doesn't necessarily taste fully like beer. It tastes like
beery.
Bread.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Amber.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, who are you? Give us an elevator pitch of who you are, what you do, how we know each other, all that kind of stuff.
Well, how do we know each other? I met Paul doing stand-up when we were doing stand-up in like an attic in the second, in the Sceaux Gymnase, to like no one, to like very small audiences.
25 people.
Oh, that was a good night, Paul.
This is true.
That was a good night if there was 25 people. So I met you doing stand-up at the Sceaux Gymnase, and then we became friends. And now I sometimes do stand up, not really that much because everything's locked down. I had a baby. I work with Sarah.
You do work with Sarah quite a lot.
Sarah Donnelly. Yeah, we do quite a lot of stuff, becoming mum on stuff. We have we do videos. We've got a show, so we've got that. And I've got a podcast, which I never update, but I'm going to now.
It is, yeah, you've got a good podcast. I was just, I'm not looking, I'm not just checking my text messages while you're speaking. I was looking for a photo
of us
at the Sceaux Gymnase.
Oh, that was, you've got to scroll back.
I'm in 2013 right now.
Oh, it's
this is when I started doing stand-up, but I wasn't fully into it. Like, I was kind of in the middle of doing it. This is all me in California. That's all great. No one cares. Oh, no, that's not the attic. Hold on. I'll find it. But yeah, so you work with Sarah, who has been on the show.
Yeah.
Sarah Donnelly. You do your official YouTube page is called Becoming... No, it's not. It's called Sarah and Amber, or Amber and Sarah.
I don't know. It was called Becoming Maman, and then Sarah was going to change it to Sarah and Amber, or Amber and Sarah. And I don't know if that's happened.
It has.
Oh, okay then.
Sarah, because I suggested to her that she changes Amber Sarah. Let's just type in Paris as well. Amber Sarah Paris, Amber and Sarah. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. There we go. Mm-hmm. There's your channel. Let me just share. How do I get my iPhone up in the mix there? Let me get the iPhone. Let me bring it. Sarah's like, I changed it. She's texting us. Sarah's on the live as
Sarah's
well.
Like, I changed it. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. So yeah, Amber and Sarah on YouTube. Go and subscribe to them. Their latest videos are reaction videos to Emily in Paris, the Netflix TV show. And you have your own podcast as well.
Yes.
What is the podcast called?
The podcast is called Pan Am, and it is about Paris, as the name would suggest. But I haven't put in any episodes for a while because I had a baby and I've just been busy doing that stuff. But I'm going to get back into it because the baby's got a place in the creche.
Yeah. Hold on.
Exciting stuff.
Hold on. Let me add the phone back. There we go. Pan Am by Amber Minogue. And what is it? It's more like a history.
History about Paris. It's sort of like unusual, I hate to say like secret because there are no secrets. People are like, secret Paris. You're like, yeah, but there are quite a lot of books about it, so not really secret. I suppose it's sort of and more unusual things that I find interesting, which are linked to something concrete in Paris. Like you can see this curious stone and then its history or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or just weird stuff,
It's cool, yeah. By the way, I'm gonna hold on. Oh no, it's fine. I was trying to find that photo from the So Gymnase attic. The So Gymnase was a place that's there on like the top level of the Théâtre de Gymnase in Paris, and it's where all of us met, all the English speaking comedians, whether it's Seb Marks, whether it's Sarah, myself, Luke Thompson, we all met in that attic. So it's it doesn't exist anymore. That's the kind of the sad part about it, is that that specific space where we used to perform comedy doesn't exist. I do have, I'm just trying to find a photo. I've just got like pictures of me on stage because I'm a fucking egomaniac and I just want photos of me. But there are photos somewhere. Sarah says she's on it. Sarah's going to send me the photo of us at the...
all of us at the Sonas. Yeah. Yes.
The other thing that Amber is known for is appearing on Luke's English podcast.
Yes.
And Dimitri Verveiko clearly listens to Luke's English podcast because he says Amber have a loveliest voice in the world.
Yeah.
That is the thing, the comment that comes back is Amber has a great voice. Luke has a jingle for me and Amber when we're on the podcast together. And in that jingle, the lyrics are that Amber has a lovely voice.
Yeah. Actually, it was thanks to Luke's podcast listeners that I started my new career.
Of what?
Well, because I do quite a lot of voiceover.
Oh, it's true. You do voiceovers.
And I've done it before the podcast, but I kind of thought, oh, I'm not very good at this. And then Luke's listeners were all just like, oh, your voice is so nice. And then it gave me loads of confidence. I started doing more voiceover. I do loads now.
You do a lot of voiceovers.
I do, especially for like really boring things.
Like boring internal, like pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
Internal, yeah. Like, hey, we need a voice that speaks English, talking about the latest release of our COVID vaccine.
Yeah, no, not even that interesting. It's just like, oh, we're a bank and we're just going to be talking about our latest general meeting and we need someone to summarize it. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just saying words. I don't know what I'm even saying.
So you do voiceovers in English.
Yeah.
Michael Utsio has a question. Est-ce que Amber parle français?
Oui, je parle français. But not like Paul. I have quite the English accent.
Yeah, but that's good. Keep speaking French.
Oui,
et toi, t'as une blague par rapport à ton prénom, qui est Ambre and Amber. Je me rappelle plus la blague, mais elle est très drôle.
Tu veux que je dise la blague?
Bah, c'est pas forcément... Ouais, raconte l'histoire que... Ouais, vas-y, go.
Well, the joke's in English. But you see, because the thing is, when you introduce yourself and you've not got a French name, it's really difficult because no one understands you. So like, you know, when you sort of be someone and then they're like... And then they like tell you your name. You know, you go in for the bees, they're like... And he's like, bonsoir, Zoé. And they say like their name into your ear. Yeah, exactly. But the first time that happened to me, I was like... Oh, do they think that's my name? Because they were like whispering it to me, just like, bonsoir, Zoé. And I was like, oh my God, they think that's my name. And I was really like, oh, that's embarrassing.
That's not my name.
That's not my name. But then I was like, oh no, they want me to say my name. So then I said it, but you kind of do it really so whispered and like, you know, delicate. And so I was like, you know, Amber. And then just like, what? Because they can't understand because it's not a French name. So I'm just like, oh, I'm going to try and sound more French. So I was like, Amber. Which sounds a bit like downstairs.
En bas.
Just
underneath.
Like, oh, let's go downstairs. It's a bit forward.
That's a bit sexual. It's like, en bas.
Let's go.
Oh,
let's go.
Shit. Okay. Here we go. It's on.
It's on. We're going. And so then I have to be like, Ambre.
Ambre.
Which is not my name, but yeah.
So. Yeah, Ambre, which is the colour of this. I mean, technically, Ambre and Amber is the same thing in English and French, but when it's the name, it's Amber. 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 Yeah. Is that how you would pronounce it? It's French, like Amber?
Amber.
Amber.
Amber. Like Amber.
As if it was A-M-B-E-U-R.
Yeah.
Amber.
Or sometimes they put an H in front of it, like it's Amber. It's very weird. French people cannot deal with it. So Ambre is better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amber.
Mm.
There's a person who's on the live every time who... his favourite thing, or her, no, it's a him. Yeah. His favourite thing is to, well, his favourite thing since last week is to, when Seb was on. So it started out that the in joke was that he would, I didn't realise for a long time that his YouTube username was my name backwards in Verlan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I saw right? that on the live.
You saw it on the live with Sebastian.
I saw you talking about it. Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Well, he's back.
Yeah.
With you. And here he is. His name on YouTube now is Behram Gwenomi.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Behram Gwenomi Amber Minogue.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, right? Amber has a nicer ring than Ambre, in my opinion. And what he's famous for is taking a picture and swapping your beard
swapping you
for
around.
Your head.
Yes.
And if we zoom in to Behram's, look at that photo. Look
oh,
at,
look at my beard.
Look, you've got the...
Oh, that's lovely.
Behram, Laut Blorte, because Laut Blorte is Paul Taylor, but in Verlon.
Yes.
I can't even remember what his actual name is now.
I like Laut Blorte. Actually, I do have a bit of a beard. My son said to me, he's like 6, and he was just like, when I grow up, I don't want a moustache like Daddy's. I want a nice soft one like yours. I was like, oh thank you.
Oh,
thanks.
The things that children say. Oh, they soft, don't give a shit.
Soft moustache.
A soft moustache like yours, mummy.
It's lockdown. I can't get to the epilation. I've got to get myself seen to. I've got to get rid of this moustache.
Oh, God. So, you do speak French.
I do speak French, yes. I do. I thought my French was actually better than it was. But then just recently, I had to do something in French. And I wrote it all down and I made it really perfect. And I used a translator. I didn't write it in French myself. And then I practiced and then I performed it to Nico, my husband. And he was just like, I can't understand what you're saying.
Hold on. What? I don't understand. You had to, you were jokes you were writing?
No. I was doing this exam. I was doing an exam to get my guiding card. You know, because I wanted to be a guide.
Oh, a tour
guide. The museums are all shut and there's no tourists.
So now's a perfect time to become an official. Yeah. Wait, hold on. So in order to do tours of museums, you need a card?
Yeah.
Of course you do. It's fucking France. And so in order to get the card, you need to
a dossier. I've got a massive dossier.
Oh my God.
You need a massive dossier.
Can you not do anything in this country without needing a dossier or some sort of qualification? I don't understand.
You need a qualification for everything. So I did the massive dossier, 80 pages of dossier.
Mm.
And then you do an oral exam. And so then I wrote the oral exam and I had my PowerPoint and I practiced it. And Nico was just like, I can't understand anything you're saying.
Because of the accent?
Because it was too good French. I can only speak my French. You know, the words that I know I can say, he was like, you need to just speak your French. You're not, don't speak French people's French. Just speak your French.
Speak your French. Yeah, don't try and be too...
don't
and
be
that's
too
the
fancy.
Thing, there's times where I've written emails and Addy has corrected them in terms of the words or the formule. The formule?
The formule,
la formule
yeah.
de la phrase.
La formule.
Fucking hell. The syntax of the phrase.
Yeah.
And I'm it's too... French.
It's too French.
It doesn't sound like Paul Taylor speaking French. It sounds like a French person speaking French. And I can't write this. I need to be ouais, connard. I don't know. I need to be able to write something. Okay.
It needs to be more janky. Well, that's exactly what happened. I was trying to be too fancy and I couldn't do it. So, yeah, I do speak French, but...
You do speak French. How did you... So, tell me about your French learning language journey. How long have you been in Paris?
Nearly 20 years.
20 years.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Oh, because you'd think I could speak it better by now. When I first moved here, I was lying the whole time.
But for work, you do English voiceovers. You do English comedy.
Yeah.
You do a podcast in English.
Yeah.
So you work in English. Yeah. So that kind of excuses you.
Yeah.
20 years. Yeah. And before you moved here, did you speak French?
Well, I'd done it at GCSE.
GCSE.
And I wanted to do A-level because I really liked it. But Madame Schrago, she was my French teacher.
Right.
She said no.
What?
She said, Amber, your French is terrible. Your French is so bad. She said, you're just going to fail if you do French A-level. So I didn't do it.
For French people, GCSEs is the exams that we take in England.
16.
Between 16. 14 and 16, you do GCSEs. And then between 16 and 18, we do A-levels. But you can't, it's not like you have to get rid of subjects at 16 and then only do three or four topics for your A-level. And so you didn't do French at A-level?
I didn't do... What did you do for A-levels? Languages?
I did French and Spanish and geography and physics.
Physics?
Yeah, I did physics at A-level for AS level. Because I think I was because they split A-level into 2 years, AS level and A-level. And again, you can drop subjects after AS. So I did physics AS and then I dropped it. And my final three were French, Spanish and geography.
Did you pass the AS physics?
I did, yeah. Just... I can't remember. Maybe. I didn't fail it, but I got... it was shit. because it started talking about like interstellar stuff.
Yeah.
That was when, like, quantum physics. That's when it lost me. Up until then, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Didn't do well. So then, yeah, I did French, Spanish all the way through A-levels, and my degree was in French and Spanish.
Yeah.
So that helps. That's why that makes the language sense. Helps.
Yeah. Well, you're quite technical.
So you did GCSEs.
Yeah. And I couldn't do A-level because my teacher was like, no. And then I went to university and I did English, obviously. Really useful degree. Because, you know, literacy, no one can read in England. So it was really useful. Like, oh, you can read books. Yeah, I can really read books, though. And then, but one of my best friends moved to Paris because she'd done French with her A-level, with her degree. And I came to visit for a weekend. I came to visit for the weekend and I stayed.
You came to visit for the weekend and then you, 20 years later, you're
still here. She left. I'm still here. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I learned French slowly and I thought it would be so easy. I just thought I'd just be like,
I've done my GCSEs, sorted.
I'm just going to absorb it, you know, like osmosis. It's going to be so easy. It wasn't easy. It was hard.
Yeah.
And Paul, you don't remember this, but although you were on holiday, like when I lived here, when I first moved here, they still had francs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was just before they
changed.
That's
when I lived in Spain. They just changed from pesetas to euro.
Yeah. And so they still had francs. And like France is weird because in some ways it's ahead of the game. And in some ways it's really behind the game. Like, because it's ahead of the game because they had Minitel, like before the internet.
Right, Minitel. Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I wasn't here when Minitel was around, but I was here when it died like 2 years ago. They were like, yeah. The death of Minitel.
Finally.
I was like, what the fuck is Minitel? I had to Google it. I didn't know what Minitel was. So shout out to the French people who know what Minitel is.
Yeah, it was like pre-internet. But then they loved it so much, they didn't want to give it up. And and so they had like weird things. Like if you wanted to get your balance from your bank, you had to phone up your bank to get the balance. You couldn't just do it on the machine. It wouldn't tell you how much money you had.
Right.
And so I'd phone up the bank and they'd tell me in francs. And it was really long numbers.
And you thought you were rich.
Well, I couldn't. It took me like 4 or 5 calls to like understand how little money I had. You're just like, but it's like, you know, oh, you've got, you know, 199. Oh, it was a nightmare.
People are coming up with jokes which I think are related to Minitel.
Mm.
Kaylee Tarantino says 3615 happy hour rubrique. Paul Taylor. I don't know what 3615.
That's what the Minitel is. It'd be like 3615, and then you type like a name or a thing. So I always remember they had these big signs for 3615, oula. And it was like a porn site. Like they'd porn Minitel. And you could like pay your bills on Minitel. There were chat rooms. And
I'm
it all started.
Some real beer, by the way.
Go for it. And it all started 3615. I've never used Minitel.
So you had to dial a number, 3615.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. I've never actually used it. But people were still using it when I moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently people were still using it until 2 years ago when it died.
Yeah, exactly. Vintage.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. 3615, code happy hour.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Lots of jokes that I don't... That's probably why I don't understand.
3615, yeah, exactly. That's what it was, Paul.
Yeah, Vorname, Nachname. What is Minitel? Confused German here. It was like a kind of before the internet thing, right? Like a before search... Yeah. I tell you what, fucking...
Find a Minitel, because they were like a little... I think you had a little keyboard and a little thing and you could just like...
Minitel, Wikipedia. Minitel was a video text online service accessible through telephone lines and was the world's most successful online service prior to the World Wide Web. Okay, so when you said that the French were ahead in certain things, it's because they were ahead because they had Minitel.
Yeah.
But it took them 100 years to get rid of it and be like, oh, we actually have better things now.
We've got the internet. And they're like, I don't know, we still really like Minitel.
speaking of Vorname, Nachname, the reason it popped into my mind, I forgot to mention, ladies and gentlemen, I think I was about to start mentioning it, but the first hour is free on YouTube. And in the second hour of me and Amber is available to those of you who support me on Patreon, patreon.com, which Vorname does. Vorname, Nachname, because I typed your name out, Vorname, Nachname. And I'll tell you why. Because the people that support me on patreon.com/Paul Taylor, basically, when you do that, there's a couple of options. You can either choose to buy me half a pint of beer a month, 1 pint a month, or 3 pints a month. And for those different things, you get different things in return, all of which include the extra hour of this Happy Hour Live that we do straight after the original hour. But you get some exclusive videos and other things like that. And I need to thank everybody that is on Patreon right now supporting me. There's about 120 of you, and I wrote all of your names out individually on a little slide to say thank you, because it allows me to buy new shit for this show to make it look as good as possible, and to keep the show going. So thank you to everyone that's on the screen right now. And Vorne Nachname is in there somewhere, in the middle. He's kind of in the middle at the bottom. So thank you so much to all of you supporting me on Patreon. And if you want to see the second hour, once the first hour is finished, Patreon is where it's at. Oh.
Good to know.
Sarah's still texting.
Oh, Sarah. She's got an attachment.
Sarah, you're on the show in 2 weeks. Stop texting me. Fuck off.
She's got an attachment. What is it?
Oh,
we're looking bad.
Oh, here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah has sent us un dossier, le dossier, as you guys say in French, like the dodgy photos.
Oh, that is a bad photo.
How do I get the phone? Right, for those of you just listening to the podcast version of this, you need to go and watch the real YouTube version of this. Here is a photo, like a promotional photo of us at the Grenier, the Sceaux Gymnase. Look at the state of me.
That was in the days of the tie and shirt.
That was the shirt and tie look. And then where are you? You're down here.
I was so rough. I couldn't afford to go to the hairdresser. In those days, I was too poor.
Sarah's like, I've spent 20 minutes looking for the photos. Look at the state.
I mean, looking rough.
Yeah, there you go. There's the Sceaux Gymnase logo. Amber. Yeah.
And it's a bit like that, look. We're still in an attic. I've still got red nails.
We are still in an attic we're still trying to make people laugh. So there we go. Thank you, Sarah, for the photos. I have better photos, but it would take me too long to find them.
Where
is a hand, Paul? You're almost missing an arm.
Yeah, it does look like you are missing
an arm. What, in that photo? Yeah. Is that... Oh, me, on the live?
No, on that photo.
Really?
Yeah. It's just...
I see what you mean.
It's shortened.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It looks like I...
You're armless.
Yeah, it's just my arm is at the same height as my... It's like at a 90 degree angle, so it looks like I lost my arm somehow and found it again.
Look, they're saying speak French.
They're saying speak French, ben voilà. Okay.
Amber. Buttered. That's my name.
Amber. Ah ouais, c'est où? Qui a dit ça?
Glopis.
Glopis. Allez, un peu de français, please. On veut entendre Amber parler français. That's a fucking good way of saying your name. Amber. Amber. Ouais, je m'appelle Amber.
I'm buttered.
You're buttered.
Although, I mean, it's, you know, butters, that's not good, is it?
Oh.
That's some old speak.
All right, en français, Sam Mansour, c'est quoi le pire mot français pour toi, Amber?
Oh, Amber, il y a tellement de mots qui sont trop difficiles. Et c'est pour ça que j'ai deux fois un bon vocabulaire, parce que je dois éviter ces mots, tu vois.
D'accord.
Je dois trouver un moyen d'être autre chose, parce que c'est juste, c'est pas possible. Mais tout ce qui est avec ouille.
Ouille, genre, donc couille.
Voilà, exactement, je m'en bats les... Merde, je m'en fiche. Enfin, tu vois, c'est il faut pas ouille, grenouille, nouille. Non, mais
ouais,
pas.
T'as la prononciation pour quelqu'un d'anglais, tu l'as bien. Ouille.
Et très difficile, très difficile. Et quoi d'autre? Mais plein de choses.
Les ou et les u, tu maîtrises ou pas? Genre beaucoup, beaucoup.
Beaucoup, cul. Beaucoup. Ouais, enfin, oui, plus ou moins, je pense. Mais tu vois, il y a plein de choses qui sont difficiles. Mais c'est des fois, c'est juste les. Tu vois, dans le moment du stress, tu vois, l'autre jour, mon mari, il a demandé, il avait quelque chose chaud dans les mains, il a sorti un truc du four, et il a dit, prends le bol vert, en vert. Et dans ma tête, j'ai entendu, I was thinking, green, the green bowl, he seems like he really wants the green bowl, il a vraiment envie que ce soit, et je le voyais pas, et je dis, putain, mais c'est, parce qu'on a un truc vert, un bol vert. Ah, je dis, oh, elle est où? Mais elle dit, non, mais putain!
Le bol en vert!
Exactement. Et il voulait le truc en vert. Et du coup, il s'est brûlé. Hein. Il s'est fâché. Il n'était pas content. Et là, contente, masculine, féminine,
classic.
Et tu sais, parce que mon fils, il est petit, et ses camarades, ils me corrigent. Tu vois, si je le parle en français, il dit, ah, bah nous, on dit...
Lui, il parle français ?
Mon fils, oui.
Est-ce qu'il parle français avec un accent anglais ou est-ce qu'il parle français avec un accent français ?
Moi, je peux pas dire. Moi, pour moi, il parle français normal.
Normal, ok.
Comme un français, mais il parle anglais.
Je vais demander à ton mari la prochaine fois.
Avec mon accent.
Il parle anglais avec ton accent. Ça, oh, c'est le plus important. Hello.
Hello, ouais, il est vraiment très, très anglais.
Zach Zuri says, Amber, tu préfères Londres ou Paris ?
Ah, ça dépend pourquoi.
Ok.
Bah, Paris, c'est chez moi. C'est 20 ans que j'habite à Paris. Donc, pour plein de raisons, moi, je préfère Paris. Mais Londres, c'est quand même une ville pour faire la fête, pour être jeune. C'est beaucoup plus dynamique. C'est plus... Enfin, je sais pas, à Londres, il y a plein de choses sympathiques au niveau de théâtre, ouais, comedy. Je sais pas.
C'est vrai que pour l'humour, pour les comedy clubs, Londres, c'est mieux.
Ouais.
Mais comme c'est mieux, du coup, nous, on a un niveau de merde. Et donc, du coup, on peut pas faire carrière en Angleterre. C'est pour ça qu'on est en France. Parce qu'on n'est pas assez drôle pour faire carrière dans nos propres pays.
Ça.
Love it.
Oh, look, he's trying to be mean. Le grand nuit sous, ah, sous le feu.
Gloibes de Galerf says, Ambre, you have to say this word. I'll say, la grenouille sue sous la feuille.
La grenouille sous la feuille. Oh, it's difficult.
That was pretty close. The first sue.
Sue.
Instead of, yeah, you said sous. You said sous twice.
Yeah.
Sue, like sweating.
Ah, the, Sue. Oh.
The frog is sweating underneath the leaf.
The leaf, I know.
What a fucking phrase.
But you speak in French all the time at home, don't you?
Except with the baby. I speak English with her, but with my wife, yeah, we speak French. Just because, I don't know, it's just, it became a natural thing. Like, we, for a while we spoke English and then, I don't know, we just went back to French. Yeah. I don't know.
It's difficult because there's you kind of get used to your the other person as well.
Mm.
Like we speak a mix. We speak in English and in French, mm-hmm. but then my husband, he still makes, I still get confused because he can't say bin.
Bin, like the rubbish bin?
Yeah, rubbish bin.
What do you mean he can't say bin?
He says bean.
Bean? Oh, the bean.
And he's always just like... Yeah,
the bean. Yeah, okay. The bean. Yeah.
And he's always like, oh, I'm taking out the beans. And I'm like, why?
You're taking out the beans.
Why? What beans?
Because your English breakfast, I don't like it. I don't want the beans in it. I'm taking out the beans of your English breakfast.
Yeah, why do you, what are you going to do with the beans? So I've kind of got used to it now. Now I think it is just the bean. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like the beans.
Well, I used to call like a jumper, like he calls it a chicken. Because I'd always say like a pull. Like, you know, I'd say,
une poule. Ouais, yeah. Un poule. Yeah. So he calls it a chicken. That's funny when you have like in-jokes.
In-jokes, because I was getting it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Oh, it's difficult.
Yan C says, Amber's French is charming.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah. Lauren Lanham says, beans on toast.
Beans on toast.
Beans.
But it's always beans. It's never beans. It's just always beans.
It's always beans. Yeah, that's the thing. Well, that's why there's the thing with shit, sheet, piss, piece.
Yes, exactly.
Bitch, beach.
Yeah.
It's because French people only do the E version of it.
Mm.
They never say bitch. They always say beach, whether they're talking about we go to the beach with my beach.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I take a sheet on my sheet.
Yeah,
it's the problem of the I, because it's not a vowel sound that exists in French. I, it doesn't exist, whereas E does.
Yeah,
because it's like, wait, have I just made that up?
No, it's that short long sound. You're right; it doesn't exist in French. They don't have it. They can't hear the difference, like lick and leak.
Lick and leak,
cheek and cheek. You know, all of those they cannot hear them. It's really hard.
I would like to make your that's the thing exactly. So we think that they're saying
bean.
Bitch. Or even though it's not, that's the thing that I've never understood, because English speakers, we go, oh, he said beach instead of bitch, or he said bitch instead of beach, but they never, like French people never say bitch, itch, the it.
That's always the eat one. It's always beans. It's never been. It's always beans.
It's always been. PGM, yeah. Good question. I don't even know this answer. Where does Amber come from in England? De quelle ville es-tu, Ambre?
London.
London. You're actually from London.
Well, I mean, yeah, Barnet. I mean, that is London, the London borough of Barnet. Keeping it real in Barnet.
Where is Barnet? I don't know where Barnet is.
Right, but it's like London's so big and spread out, it wouldn't be considered London. Like if you went there, you'd be like, oh, this is embarrassing. Not London-y. It's like, you know the Northern Line?
Yeah.
If you go to the very end.
Of north or south?
Edgware. Like
north.
There.
Oh, do you want a funny story about Edgware?
Yes, please.
That's not a funny story. It's fucking depressing.
Yep, that sounds more like it.
My wife and I went to...
Edgeware.
So we went to the 2012 Olympics in London, which was when I think I felt the most proud to be British in my entire life compared to the last few years. And we went to Wembley Stadium because we went to watch a football match between England and the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Packed stadium, like 60,000 people at Wembley.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you, when you come out of the stadium, it's like a roadblock. It takes you like an hour to leave the stadium, get on the tube to go back into central London. The Wembley Stadium is northwest of the centre of London. So we're in the northwest of London. We're leaving Wembley Stadium, this packed crowd. And Paul Taylor here has a great idea to be like, you know what? I think I've got a better idea. Let's fuck the crowds who are getting in the tube. Let's get a bus. Let's find a bus that will take us into town instead of getting the tube. So I check out the buses. I'm like, yes, cool. We go on top of the bridge under the, where everyone is standing. And I'm like, ah, oh, bus, Edgeware. That's central London. Fucking let's do it. So we get on a bus to Edgeware, and we're chatting, we're talking about, you know, whatever.
Four hours later.
And I'm like, this doesn't feel like we're going into central London. Yeah. And then I realised there's Edgeware, and then there's Edgeware Road, which is in the centre of London, the kind of tube stop, underground stop, bus stop, Edgeware Road is in the centre of London. And we took a bus, this is at like 10, 11pm.
Yeah, people get that confused the whole time. They're like, oh, Edgeware. I'm like, not Edgeware Road. Not Edgeware Road. It's not the same place. I mean, Raquel, she says she lived Edgeware. I used to live there. Poor woman.
Raquel, poor woman.
What? No one. It's like no one lives in Edgeware. It's like Montreuil. No one. You don't move to like Paris and think, oh, I'm going to move there. Edgeware. It's very boring.
It's like
miles away.
It's
zone six.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like the equivalent, but it's not. Imagine if you're in Paris, like Clichy and Place de Clichy. No, let's do this. Versailles and Porte de Versailles.
Yes.
Right? Imagine we're at the Paris 2024 Olympics and I decide, oh, we need to get to the centre of Paris. We're just outside of Paris at the stadium or whatever. There's a bus that's going to Versailles. And I'm like, fuck it, yeah, Porte de Versailles, Versailles, same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not fucking miles away. Mm. So, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, so yeah, from that's where I'm from.
Oh, look at this guy. Oh, not guy, girl. Margaret Phoenix, I spent my last month there on Abbey Road right near Apple Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, that's London. That's not Edgeware.
It is, yeah. Bruno Cournier. Is in Balham. Go southbound to Balham Zone 3. It's now turned into the London geography.
No, but London geography, I would fail. Paris, like, as the French say, like my pocket. But like London, it's so big. People are like, oh, I'm from... And if it's like not northwest London, I don't know where it is. I couldn't point to it on a map. They're like, oh, I'm from Clapham. I'm like, oh, it's south somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like that with East.
So hard.
I lived for 4 years in East London. Fucking East London, do you know what I mean? Basically, in all the places that Snatch were filmed, it was like the street that I lived on. And I don't know anything else. Like central London, obviously, but then everything else. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've got a mate who lives in Brentford. It's like, where the fuck is Brentford?
I know. It's really confusing. London is massive.
All right, here's a question I think I know the answer to. Frederick D. Amber, do you enjoy Camden?
Well, when I was a teenager, I did. Very much so.
A bit too much, maybe?
Maybe too much. No, I'd go in there. I feel like really cool and alternative. But it's a bit of a hole, to be honest, Camden. It's a bit too much. It gets too intense. There's some good pubs around there. And there's good live music.
They've got some cool stuff like the market. Like when I first moved to London, it was a bit grimy and, you know. And then now it's full on like hipster.
Yeah.
Like Montreuil type. Like food markets, nice bars, all that kind of stuff.
Who can afford to live in London? Who can afford to live in Paris? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. But I mean, London's great, but yeah.
What else? What else do we have, ladies and gentlemen? Any other questions before?
I've got a question for
you. Yeah, go on.
I've got a question for you. And this is a language question. And this is something that you might know or that people might be able to help us with.
Okay.
Now, I am a teacher. I was in the staff room the other day. And one
You're
of the
teacher
teachers...
of English?
Yeah, not for foreign people. Oh, not for foreign people.
Not those people.
Not those people.
Hold on, no. You teach English to English people?
Yeah, like to kids, like my son, who speaks English already, but like they're learning to read and write and like, you know.
Right, this is the thing at your school that you teach at in Sèvres?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It is, and so they were in the staff room and someone was asking this question. I thought, this is a good question for Paul Taylor.
Ooh.
Are there more words in French or English for dick?
For dick?
Yeah.
Oh, for dick. Penis. I thought you just meant in general.
Not in general. The word, is there more words? And I was like, oh, it's a good question. Because like, I know quite a lot in English.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And I know some.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
What do they think?
Do you think there are more words for dick, penis, in French or in English?
Mm.
Now, let me go through the ones that I would say in English.
Yeah, go for it.
We've got dick,
mm.
penis, cock,
mm.
knob,
mm.
bell.
Mm. Prick.
Prick.
Schlong.
Schlong.
Willy.
Willy.
is wiener? Would we accept a wiener?
Wiener, because it's English, technically. I mean, it's American it's English,
American.
But wiener. Oh God, you got the American ones in there as well.
Oh yeah, there's so many. But now we've only thought of nine, and now we're stumped.
We're stumped at nine. Hold on,
there must be more.
What else have we got? What else have we got in English?
Isn't there something like a John Thomas?
Oh, John. Just John.
A John.
No, no. A Johnny.
Johnson.
A Johnson.
Because that's right, the, you know, Trump is fart and Johnson is Willy.
Yeah, Dong.
Dong, yes.
Wang. Yes.
How could we forget Wang?
Chipolata, fuck off. That's not an actual.
That's not one. poor girl.
Todger. A Todger.
Todger.
Oh, the Todger sausage. Mm.
Oh, I don't know about sausage.
No.
Oh, chode.
Chode?
Yeah.
How do you spell that? C-H-O-A-D?
I think it was a C-H-O-D-E. Chode.
No, okay.
Do you know that? I think that's a short, oh, there a very you go. Short,
Rob Morrison, chode.
Chode. Oh, chode like toad.
Chode
okay.
like toad. Todge, todger, yeah.
Crank. I don't know what crank is.
Okay, we've got a lot in
Ding-a-ling.
In English there. Ding-a-ling. Male member. Eggplant. Mm, that eggplant's member. A bit 2020.
Mm.
Right. In French, we've got...
I only know
we've got
a couple.
Penis.
Mm.
Bit.
Zizi.
Zizi.
That's me done.
Tub, which technically is beat, but backwards.
Yeah.
But
there are more.
Que?
Mm? Pickle? I don't think pickle's one.
What else? Les Français? What else do we have? Oh, Maxime Boutet, the subtitle legend. Everyone say hi to Maxime, who makes the subtitles of this show. Pénis, graine. Graine is very Québécois.
Que? Qui, phallus.
Une batte is Québécois. Une manche. Troisième jambe, phallus. Okay, phallus, zboob, that's true. Zboob, Michael Lucio. Zboob. Ouais, le zboob, membre. Kiki. Mm. Verge. Oh, I forgot about verge. Yeah, oh, country yeah. girl. Verge. Poireau, zizi, saucisse, kékette. Yeah,
oh, hold
kékette.
On, the French seem to be nailing it. They're smashing it.
Nouille. Yeah, all right.
Oh.
Zgeg. Yeah, we had zgeg. Chibre. I've not heard of chibre before. Trilili, brakmar. Look, you guys are on fire. As soon as we start talking about dick.
They are just, it is lighting up.
Concombre. Ouais.
Zob, I've heard that.
Yeah, zob, sex.
Mm.
Oh, phallus works in both. Popole, this is true, popole.
What?
Yeah, that's that. The people, when I worked at Apple, they used to call me popole. And it took me like 6 months to realize they were insulting me because popole is like
a little
mini dick.
A mini dick.
Popole. So, do you have the answer?
No.
Fucking hell! Amber, you can't do this to us! I thought you had the answer!
I was hoping you would provide me with the answer.
I thought the question...
Sarah, get on it. Sarah, we're going to get Sarah on the research.
Sake. I thought we were going to have an answer here. All right.
No, I wanted to know.
So, Maxime had a bunch of specific Québécois ones. I think it's time that we learn a bit more Québécois and we speak to my friend Rolly.
That's
Rolly
a good Assau, idea.
Who is all the way in Montreal live on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for C'est quoi en Québécois?
Yeah. Québécois. Tabarnak, calice de marde. Mais qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? Je comprends rien.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's get Rolly on the show. For those of you who don't know who he is, if you're joining us for the first time, Rolly Assal is my friend. We used to work at Apple together and We now do comedy together, and he's on the show almost every time. Rolly Asal is on the show. We can't hear you. On t'entend pas.
You've muted him.
I haven't muted him. He's muted himself. Oh, I have muted him. It is me that's muted him. Hold on. Hold on. Rolly Asal.
Calisse, à chaque fois, c'est compliqué.
Ça va?
Bonsoir tout le monde, ça va bien? Bonsoir, salut, bonsoir. Hey, Amber.
Hey, Rolly.
We've met before.
We did. I introduced you. We opened for Paul at the European.
I remember that.
Oh, it's true. There's a
and we have a picture of that. We have an amazing picture panorama. Meanwhile, while Paul is looking for the picture, people, we do have des beans or beans here as well in Quebec.
Yeah.
Comme ça. None of the beans. I can't change the focus.
You can't change it to focus. Okay.
Well, it's a manual focus. But in Québécois, on appelle ça des fèves au lard.
Des fèves au lard.
Des fèves.
Des fèves au lard.
Oh, lord.
Can you do a Quebecois accent?
The favola. I can't. I mean, I could try. I love it. I love a Quebecois accent.
Well, you're going to practice the accent today because this is what I've prepared for you. So
amazing.
Check bien. You're going to practice a little bit of a Quebecois today. T'as-tu trouvé la photo, Paul?
I'm still on it. We'll have the picture in a minute. It takes me a while to go through my bazillion photos. I've typed your name in, Rolly, to see if it finds the...
In the meantime, we talk about dicks, apparently. So here in Quebec, we say graine. Ta graine.
Just like a little seed.
A little seed.
A little seed. Une petite graine, une moyenne graine, une grosse graine. It depends.
Okay.
It kind of makes sense because it's, you know, the seed of...
It does make sense, yeah.
So I heard, Amber, that you want to learn some Québécois.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you know about the Québécois? Is there any words, sentences, des phrases, des trucs, des expressions que tu connais déjà that you've heard?
No.
From,
I mean, apart
maybe
from,
me.
Apart from the tabarnak, obviously, from you.
Everybody knows tabarnak.
Well, I only know this. I've been.
It's because
I've
it's
been
what you
Quebec.
Say all the time. All it's. All
I
you
feel.
Say.
I feel one day I'm gonna go like to Wuhan in China. I'm gonna cross a guy who's gonna go like tabarnak. I'm gonna go what? Everybody knows that word.
Thanks
everybody.
To you. It's good. Tabarnak. Yeah, we do know it. I don't know. I've been to Quebec, and sad to say, I don't know any special words.
You don't know. Well, you're gonna learn something today. You know what we're gonna talk about today? Pendant que l'autre trouve la photo.
Yeah.
Today we're gonna talk about what's in your closet. So today, Amber, you're going to guess what I'm wearing in Québécois.
Okay.
Paul, il comprend pas là.
Wait, attends. Wait, okay, wait. No. We're talking about items of clothing. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Right? So, what I'm going to do, okay? So, I'm going to pull up a word that means something that we wear here in Quebec. I'm going to put that word in the chat.
Yes.
And you have to guess.
What it is.
What it is.
I like this game.
I love it. I love it. Go on, bring it on.
You'll notice that we are... pretty complicated that we can't keep up with the words that already exist, that we have to invent other words. Comme ça, les Québécois. So, Paul, tu veux-tu qu'on commence? Ou tu veux trouver encore la photo?
Go. I'm ready. I'm listening.
C'est en 2016. C'est en 2017.
Well, that's the thing. It's 2 years worth of photos that I'm going through here while we're chatting. It's all right.
Nouvelle ère 2018. Européen, c'est 2017.
Pour moi, c'était end of 2017 because I played like 10 times at l'Européen. C'est pas grave, je la trouverai pas la photo. I showed it on a Happy Hour Live from in like July. Oh, so that means it's in July at some point because it was when I was doing like, here's what I was doing 1 year. I didn't perform at l'Européen in July at some point. Doesn't matter. Keep going.
Who
with
knows?
On s'en call, yes, Rolly.
Je vais te la trouver après. I'll find it. OK, so let's start that game. So, tout le monde est prêt? Tout le monde a le goût de jouer? Ouais, tout le monde? OK, cool. First, numéro un. We start with easy stuff, OK?
OK.
Numéro un, Amber, what is un chandail? Chandail.
Have you put it in
the
text?
Have you ever heard what a chandail is?
Where is it written down?
In the chat.
A chandail. It sounds a bit like a candle, doesn't it? A chandail.
Like chandelle.
Chandelle. Wow, it sounds chandelle. A bit like a candle. And so I'm
Don't
I'm
forget,
say...
in Quebecois, we are retarded, so it has nothing to do with chandelle.
Right, okay. Well, in that case, I mean, I really like Sia. She sung, you know, chandelier, which is a bit like okay. chandail. I'm going to say it's a wig. It's a wig, Rolly.
A wig?
A wig.
I wish it was a wig, but guess what? Chandail,
what?
We actually use chandail to describe what we were on the top. It could be a t-shirt. That's a chandail.
A chandail.
But even more specifically, a chandail is actually a sweater.
A sweater?
A sweater.
Is it?
A chandail. Okay.
Mais attends, moi j'ai I've got
un chandail. T'as-tu un chandail chaud? T'as-tu un chandail chaud?
No, something chandail.
Long chandail sleeve. Chaud. In Quebec, chaud. If it has a long sleeve, we're gonna call it chandail.
Chandail. Could it be a cardigan? No.
It could be a cardigan. We
okay,
want
chandail.
One.
All right. So that's hold one. On, one to Canada.
Hold on.
But we can also say un chandail de sport. So it's short sleeves. So chandail became like the word that identifies what you wear on top.
A top.
Right, yeah, because when we worked at Apple, Rolly, when we worked at Apple and we would wear t-shirts in the store, yeah. like different colored t-shirts, everyone would say un chandail. So that's a t-shirt,
more chandail
a
Apple.
Jumper.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is that we use it even if it's long sleeve or even if it's short sleeve. So okay. Some people even specify, as-tu un chandail à manches courtes? Mm-hmm. Ou as-tu un chandail à manches longues?
Okay.
People so chandail saying, is very, it's universal.
People are saying that it's, Garwex says, haha, chandail, as in like a field of
garlic.
Garlic. Un chandail.
Yes, a chandail.
Un chandail.
Un chandail. Yep.
So, okay, you missed that one, but it's okay. On va se rattraper. We're going to get
okay,
the next
go,
one. So the
go.
Next one is something that a lot of people love to wear. All around the world, here we call it un coton ouaté. What's a coton ouaté? Use your logic.
Fucking Rolly's using the same jokes in every episode.
A coton ouaté.
Preliminaire. We're gonna get deeper and deeper in things now. What's a coton ouaté?
It feels a bit dirty to me. Ooh.
Why does it feel dirty?
I don't know. It's something a bit like oute. Ooh, oute. Like you might take it off. Oh, it's a bit outre. I'm gonna say it's like a tighty whitey. It's a pair of pants, a sort of a slim-fitting pair of male briefs. Is it that?
You know what, Amber? You to dis ça, and I wish coton ouaté would be that. But in Quebec, no.
No.
Okay. Coton ouaté, it's a fucking hoodie. Coton, coton, coton ouaté, what? You know what? It's like puffy. It's like puffy.
Because you put it on and you can't hear. You're like, what?
Coton,
what?
Coton ouaté.
Coton ouaté. That you put it on over your head and you can't hear what people are saying. So you're
and
just
you
like,
go like
what?
Coton what?
What? What the what? Yes. It's your
so
coton.
Yeah, coton ouaté. It's a hoodie. Yeah.
They it's have a hoodie. Song. There's a song that we've played many times and I will not play again because I keep getting kicked in the balls by YouTube. But there's a song that Louise enjoys where I sing it to her and it's like, and the song goes, hey, fais-tu frette? T'es-tu bien dans ton coton ouaté?
But it sounds a bit like Papa Ute.
It does sound like Papa Ute.
Coton Ute. That's like...
It does. All right.
You need to redo
the third. The third one, I'll give you a little hint right now. Think about the first two letters. Think about the first two letters.
Okay.
Numéro trois, number three. What's a calotte? Calotte. Hey, as-tu ta calotte?
A calotte.
I don't know what that one is.
A calotte.
Think about the first two letters. Ka, 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 ka.
Calotte. But calotte. It looks a lot like, I mean, I just was in pants a second ago, but it does look a lot like culotte, doesn't it?
Mm.
Calotte. Ka, ka.
It's the street way to say it. Like, it's more like we hear that word in the suburbs more often. Like,
oh.
Calotte.
Oh, calotte. Oh, it's hard.
Do you know what a casquette is?
I do know what a casquette is. What, is
you know what
like
a casquette is?
Hat.
Like
there
you go. You got it.
Because
casquette comes from casque. Casque is a helmet. So imagine that a calotte, I don't know why we call it calotte, but in calotte, c'est une casquette, like a hat.
Yes.
So that's, if you hear calotte in Quebec.
Ah, yes.
A calotte, okay. Ouais.
When we play baseball, we wear in calotte.
It does sound a bit like culotte. Enfin, il faut vraiment pas se tromper avec culotte et calotte, parce que là...
Yeah. It's close.
You ready for the next one?
Yes, I
think the next one you'll get it. The next one says, en Québécois, when you say like, hey, as-tu des pantalons? As-tu des pants? As-tu des pants?
Ben, tu viens as-tu de des dire pants? Tu
viens je de sais, je viens de le dire. Ferme ta gueule. Ferme ta gueule. Elle l'a pas vu. Là. Elle l'a pas entendu. Regarde là. Là. Elle est tout perdue.
Pants? What, trousers? Pants? What? I don't understand. Pants.
There's nothing to understand.
There's nothing to understand. It's just pants.
Like it's trousers. Pants. Ben oui, Chris, tabarnak. Pants, c'est des pantalons. C'est exactement ça. Pants, pants. It's your shorts for a pantalon.
I think Rolly's stuffed there. I think
Rolly's got a pair of socks down his trousers.
Rolly, have you been stuffing?
Je porte des pants avec un hoodie. En dessous, je porte un chandail. J'ai mis ma calotte. Easy cheesy. Next.
Easy cheesy. Easy cheesy. He's getting into the... Yes, sorry. Sorry.
T'as combien de paires de chaussettes dans ta culotte, Rolly?
Oh, ça, tu vas voir. Tu vas voir.
I'm afraid. Is socks the next one?
Yeah.
Amber, I'm asking you this question. Everybody in the chat, if anybody knows.
Yeah.
What's a tuque? T'as-tu ta tuque?
That one I know.
A tuque?
As-tu ta tuque?
A tuque... Oh, it's a very small word.
Small word. Small item.
Oh, it's a small item.
It sounds like an accessory. Penis.
Oh! Apparently not. a small item. Right then. It's a monocle, Rolly. Oh, very often worn in Quebec, the monocle.
What's a monocle?
Am I right?
Monocle.
Ouais, c'est ça, un monocle, ouais.
Is it a monocle?
Mais very non, t'as un knack! Une tuque! Et c'est une tuque!
Bien sûr.
Une tuque!
Une tuque!
C'est une tuque!
It's like a beanie.
Yeah, it's like a beanie.
C'est
like
un bonnet! C'est un
like
bonnet!
Like a hat. Yeah, like a, in the winter, it's the word that everyone says. Ah, tu mets ta tuque là. C'est ton tuque ou ta tuque? C'est une tuque ou c'est féminin?
C'est une tuque.
I like it. Okay.
Oh, God.
So we're dressed.
A knit hat. Thank you, Grace. A knit hat.
A knitted hat.
Fait de laine, c'est de la laine.
You've got a top, you've got a sweater, you've got two hats, a pair of trousers. We saw the socks earlier. So
somebody in
we
the
just
comment,
need shoes.
Somebody in the comment, Grace Ho said, we just got a reverse striptease from Rolly.
Yes.
Hey, if you're only listening to the podcast version of this show, which is only the audio, you now need to go back and watch the live on my YouTube because it's. I mean,
it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
I think I might use that screenshot. We got the screenshot for the episode. It's just Rolly's.
We have
package.
Three missing, guys. Three
hurry
missing.
Up, Rolly! Come on,
give it to me.
So, what's Babette now in the chat?
Babette. What's the woman's name? Babette.
Are you wearing
I know
Babette?
Someone. She's the concierge. Babette.
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 Are you wearing Babette?
Oh, Babette. Is it something that bubbles? Is it a bra, Rolly? Does it keep your Babette
You're so
safe?
Close. But actually, Babette is boxers, is briefs for men.
Briefs.
Des Babettes, c'est des culottes.
Oh, I was there with the outés, with that, the bobettes. Oh, it's kind of keeping your bobbly stuff safe, isn't it?
It's keeping his bobbly stuff safe.
It's trying. It's got its
fuck
job cut
culottes.
Out.
Mais des culottes. There you go. Do you know what a G-string is? Est-ce que G-string?
Yeah, G-string. Well, in English we say G-string, mais en français on dit...
Un
non,
string.
Un string, juste un string.
Mais nous, au Québécois, on dit, as-tu ton G-string?
As-tu ton G-string, est-ce-tu?
Hein, oui. J'ai un G-string. Hein, oui.
Lovely.
On a un G-string, est-ce-tu?
That's what he puts on Tuesday afternoons.
That's where did
he
get
that? On va mettre un G-string, parfait.
Oh, comfy.
And the last but the least. Do you know what?
The last but the least.
Three letters. Yeah. I think it's the shortest word we have. Trois lettres. Des beaux.
Des beaux.
Oh.
We talked about it a few minutes ago.
We talked about it. Oh, did we? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, is that a bra?
It's actually...
Is that tights?
That's French. That's French. Like French from France is tights. Des bas.
Des bas.
Socks.
It's socks.
They go down bas.
Des socks.
Yes.
Exact. Des bas. Bas.
They go down bas.
Parce qu'on les met en bas. Fucking smart, les Québécois, là. Non, mais on n'est pas des caves. Tu portes-tu des bas, ça les met Amber.
This is the most prepared Rolly has ever been for this segment of the show. You can tell because I'm on.
Là, tu vas... Non, you're gonna say like, mais Roland, je comprends pas. Pourquoi tuque, c'est pas haut? Parce qu'on est cave. And you're sticking with the bra thing. You know how we say bra in Québécois?
No, please
brassière.
Not.
Brassière.
Oh, that makes sense. Because a bra is short for brassière, right? B-R-A, we spell B-R-A, yeah. And it's short for brassière. But brassière. Weirdly enough, in French, they don't say that anymore. They say soutien-gorge, which is hilarious.
They soutien your gorge, your throat support.
Oh, but I think it's more gorge, like a gorge of a, like a, the geography.
No.
Like, because you've
I
got...
just thought it meant like, because it was under your throat. And you're talking about the sort of the valleys and the plains of the bosom.
Hold on. Maybe you're going to learn something. Soutien-gorge, les Français. What does it mean? Is it because it's ça soutient ta gorge because it's underneath your throat? Or is it because the boobs are so big that it creates like a gorge and a valley?
Gorge. Yeah. It creates a valley.
I think... I think it's the gorge. I like that more.
Ça
soutient pas ta gorge, because it's not supporting your throat.
Well, I've never understood it. Now it suddenly becomes clear. Hold your cleavage.
Jenny Richards
That's why we have
c'est quoi en québécois? To cleave.
To cleavage.
The gorge.
Oh, to cleave.
Yes.
Country girl, c'était une façon de dire poitrine. Okay. Yes, ça yes, soutient yes. la gorge.
La gorge, the cleavage, you're right.
Gorge is the former French for breast.
Now we know.
That's amazing.
Don't you learn some great things on this Happy Hour Live?
Oh, yes.
Is that going to be the title of the live on YouTube? We figured what soutien-gorge is.
Yes.
Yeah, we figured out the meaning of soutien-gorge.
It's so embarrassing when you do that, when you suddenly, after years, find out a word and you're like, oh.
I had that when I figured out the English word breakfast.
What?
Breakfast.
Oh,
because
cool.
Déjeuner. Jeûner is the verb to fast.
Oh.
No, you didn't. Okay.
No, I didn't get it. I was just like, déjeuner.
So, je vais jeûner. Means yes, I'm going to fast, and déjeuner is breaking
like,
the fast. So breakfast, and it's
exactly the same.
The reason I learned that was from Spanish. Desayunar. Ayunar is the verb jeûner, which is the verb to fast, and desayunar is you de-fast.
You de-fast. You break your
you
fast.
You break the fast.
It's incredible.
Yun said something interesting. Yun says, on peut aussi avoir l'explication qu'ils étaient utilisés quand les seins étaient gorgés de lait.
Oh, that's another good theory.
That's kind of really interesting.
I fucking love etymology.
Yes.
So complicated, but so interesting.
Not spiders,
well, we learned
though.
Some good stuff. Rolly, mate.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the show, as always.
Yes.
Always, ça me fait plaisir maintenant. Ça me fait plaisir. Maintenant que je suis habillé, je vais aller me déshabiller.
I thought you were going to say, je vais aller au supermarché, habillé comme ça. Ça, ce serait plus drôle.
Especially avec un G-string par-dessus mes bobettes, par-dessus mes pantalons.
Ouais. Yeah, avec des chaussures blanches. You need to go.
But
to
just
the
put your hood up. You just be like, what? What?
That's how you're going to the
mask.
Supermarket.
Yes.
See, the only thing that's universal in the world right now is mask. Or mask. Mm. A mask. 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 C'est toute la même crise de shit.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well,
toujours un plaisir.
Sorry.
Follow me on Instagram if you want to look at my stuff.
Yeah,
see
check out Rolly Asal on Instagram if you don't already. At Rolly Asal Instagram, he's got a bunch of funny stuff on there. He'll be on the show next week, as he is every week. Rolly Asal, thanks for teaching us québécois.
Pleasure. On se voit bientôt. Bye, Amber.
Bye.
Bye.
I just cut him off there like an arsehole. Well, that brings us to the end of part one of the first hour of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here, for watching this live with myself and Amber. If you want to listen to the next hour, part two, it's coming up in a couple of minutes. And you can follow me on patreon.com/PaulTaylor. And you'll see the second hour there. If you're leaving us now, then go follow Amber on all of the stuff that she does. It's a podcast, which is called Panam. The stuff that she does with Sarah Donnelly on the YouTube channel Amber and Sarah. Do you have your own YouTube channel? No, you don't.
No. Oh, it's always Sarah.
It's
we're a team.
Sarah.
We're a comedy team.
Exactly. Yeah. Go follow Amber and do all the stuff. And also listen to Luke's English podcast when me and Amber are on the show with him. And that is it. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here. Thanks, Amber, for coming out to the show.
Loving it.
And I'll have you back very soon. In the meantime, thanks for being here. And I'll see you in part two in a couple of minutes. The people who are already on Patreon will see you in 5 minutes. I need to go for a pee. We need to fill the glasses full of beer. And we'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Bisous, bye. Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you dickhead soon for another episode.